Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the lines, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy?
Well, I just heard what you said about the high school kids and their parents and congressmen. Well, I'd like to go back and how did this thing go from get Osama bin Laden to nation building at, you know, back at in 2001 and 2? How did that get to that point? I mean, it'd probably take you an hour to explain all that, but what if you simplify it, what happened that everything kind of got out of it?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let me give you the nickel version. And by the way, you think, you know, how these idiots from El Cajon High School in California, more than 20 students and 16 parents, went there on a field trip a couple of weeks ago. Are you kidding? How were they permitted in? It's a war zone. Kandahar and Herat had already fallen. Are you kidding me? That's exactly what happened. And they can't get to the airport. They're hostage to our foreign policy. And I'm going to say one other thing before I give you the nickel version, Andy. This is really disgusting. You know the Blackwater founder, Eric Prince, the brother of Betsy DeVos, who was the education secretary for Trump, remember? He was a Navy SEAL. He formed Blackwater, which is a special ops kind of defense contractor, went in and bumped people off, apparently. He thinks he's an entrepreneur. He chartered a plane. He's charging $6,500 for a seat on a plane out of Kabul. Extra if you want him and his guys to go in there and get you out. What are freelancers doing over there? How is this idiot, Jen Psaki, the communications director for Biden, said no human being with a heart and soul would do that. Right. How about arresting them? You know, right. Hey, Jen. Joe, executive order, word. No high school kids going there. Okay, word. Right-wing profiteers out or they get arrested. Word. Actually, you know, Eric Prince was in the Navy. I was in the Navy. Technically, they could call you back whenever they want. They're not calling me back at my age. I'd call him back and put him on a desk in Northern Alaska, tell him to stay there. This guy is bad news. But what a malevolent thing. $6,500 for a seat on a chartered plane that he charters, and then he and his commandos will go in and get you out for another chunk of change. Well, these refugees can't afford $6,500. America, you know, these high school kids from El Cajon can't afford $6,500. But why is he permitted to profit off of this? Why is that airport accepting flights and letting flights take off from by congressmen, high school kids, Eric Prince? I mean, hey, word, executive order. Now, nickel version, real nickel version. Afghanistan was a very, very primitive society, still is, invaded by the Russians in the 19th century, by the British in the 19th century, Russians the 70s and 80s. We went in to get Osama bin Laden. It was basically a staging ground for Al-Qaeda. We went in, and it took us from 2001 for about 10 years to get him. We knew he was hiding in Pakistan. Pakistani government is treacherous. Give them $2 billion a year, and they are simply consumed with jihad and consumed with injuring the United States any way they can. We knew he was over there. We send SEALs in. They killed the guy. We should have gotten out then. The nation-building business, you cannot nation-build 1,600 years of history. You can't take somebody or 1,400 years of history. These people are essentially stuck in the 600s, 7th century. The most primitive form of religious fundamentalism. You can't go in and say, okay, stick a gun to their head and say, read Plato's dialogues, read the New Testament, read Rousseau, read Voltaire, read Thomas Jefferson, recite after me, I will be good, I will not slay apostates, I will not do this kind of stuff. I will not murder women because they go to school. I will not make them wear burqas. That doesn't happen that way. You don't evolve, say, from a, you know, we evolved from, you know, basically different life forms. We didn't evolve in like a year or two. And that this is cultural evolution. This is not a gene. This is a meme. And the memes don't evolve that quickly. So somehow we stayed in there. Basically, Bush got us in there and beefed it up. Obama came in and his hands were somewhat tied. But in everybody's view, somewhere in his administration, he should have just gotten out and turned things over to the Afghan government. The Taliban offered to surrender in 2001. Bush didn't take it. Bush wanted them just permanently on the sidelines because they wanted some kind of amnesty. Here's my view. It's a harsh view. When you're dealing with ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, this is not a normal adversary. They're fanatics. They're intent on suicide bombing. And frankly, what I would do is you have to do is just go in and wipe them out, exterminate them. This is true there. It's true in Africa and everywhere we see them. It's what we did somewhat in Syria, but now there's going to be a resurgence even there. So things limp along. Obama is president. He beefs up our forces. Remember, we had the surge. Then there was another surge. And we had, when Trump gets in, around 15,000 troops there. That ain't great, but we have 25,000 in South Korea. And we have troops in Germany and a lot of other places. We don't want to be there forever. But the fact is that if we're going to turn this over to the Afghan government, there's got to be an orderly process. I do not think that we were aggressive enough in bombing the Taliban and killing the Taliban, wherever they were. But remember, the remnants are just going to go back to the 7th century. We should bring our citizens out. We should bring interpreters and people who work with us out, only them. And not, you know, there are 35 million people in Afghanistan. They should not be permitted to flood Europe, to flood the United States, to flood Western civilization. Some of them will start burning churches like they did in Europe. We do not want the 7th century suddenly interjected into Europe and the United States in any event. So we go along. Trump comes along, says we should get out. Finally, he sets a deadline of May 1. That becomes engraved in stone. The Taliban start bombing around that. Biden comes in and extends it to August 1. He didn't have to do that. He could have said, I'm abrogating May 1. That's out of the question. And we're going to do it in due course. And then keep beefing up the Afghan army out in the provinces, orderly withdrawal, executive order, no freelancers, no amateurs going in there, no high school kids from El Cajon, no Eric Prince, all this sort of stuff. Gradually withdraw. But here's the problem. Let's say we killed every member of the Taliban. Their ideology is still jihad. Their ideology is to kill anybody who isn't as conservative on it as they are. That is what happened. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.